Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, May 31st of 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you tonight, as it always is every time I get to do this program. And I'm grateful for all of you who tuned in to the broadcast tonight. And for those of you who were wondering, after I said that I was going to do a show last night, for those of you wondering, well, Miracle Man, where were you? It was a holiday, and with that, we just had somehow, you know, it was a holiday, and so sorry about that. But we are back tonight, and about Memorial Day. Originally, it was designed that Memorial Day would be on, would be Decoration Day, which would be on May 30th of every year. But later on, Congress adopted the Monday Holiday Act, which required certain holidays be on a Monday. The idea behind that was, you know, the three-day weekend. And so that's why Memorial Day is always on the final Monday of May. Just like how the Labor Day is on the first Labor Day of – Labor Day is on the first Monday of September. Now, this year, about the 4th of July being on a Monday, that's just a quirk in the calendar. That the 4th happens to be a Monday. That wasn't necessarily completely by design. That's just the way the calendar works this year. So, those poppies that you might have seen, you know, on graves of the soldiers, originally they represent, we got to look at what they represent, but they represent something. And of course, on Memorial Day, what we are thankful for is for those who sacrificed their lives on the battlefield so that we as a country could be free. They died so that we could be free, to defend our freedoms. Folks, for those of us in America, contrary to what your president said yesterday, the Constitution is, in fact, absolute. Yes, including that Second Amendment, which there are now a couple certain people in Congress who would like to see the Second Amendment done away with. But that's not supposed to happen. And if those vets, if those service, those military servicemen who were serving for our country, died serving our country, saw this, they would be rolling over in their graves right now if they saw what was going on. I can guarantee it. I flat out guarantee it. I went to the Memorial Day parade here in my town, Midland, yesterday, and it was a pretty good turnout. And, you know, we had a good amount of, you know, American flags and different things and some different veterans groups and different things. And we had the three of the local high school bands marching in it and that. And so it was nice to see. And for all you vets who are still with us, of course, thanks for fighting for our country. Because when you're in the military and you're serving this country, whether you're a Marine or Air Force or, hey, even if you're law enforcement, you're serving for our country. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have been fighting for our country so that we could keep it free. And if you're listening to this program, whether you're active or retired, I will say to you right here, right now, thank you for your service. And I thank God for you. For all of you who would serve, all of you who would put your life on the line. Because even though the policemen, for example, are not overseas, but they're in harm's way every day. Because right now in this country, if you're a police officer, you don't know if someone's about to shoot you or not. So thank you, police, for having the courage to keep fighting and keep doing your job. In fact, to the police, I pray for them that they don't get defunded, but extra funding. Extra funding. Because we ought not be defunding our police. As for the bad ones, well, there's bad everything. Get rid of the bad police. Replace them with good police that care about, you know, the civilians and want to do the job the right way. And because people can think, you know, Memorial Day is just about those who served in the military, armed forces, Navy, National Guard, Army, Air Force. Well, it does include all that, but I think our law enforcement are part of that too, because you have police who have died in various places, you know, enforcing the law, whether they've been shot at or maybe they've been hit by a vehicle or whatever else. It's just something to think about, you know. And if you die fighting for your country, now, we don't want people to die like that, but you can say it makes you a hero. And so on this day after Memorial Day, I will say, you know, be grateful. If you live in our country, in America, be grateful that people died to keep our country free. Do we have problems? You say, do we have problems in our country? Well, yes. But I thank God for those who are fighting for our country to keep it free. And so, yeah, it's honestly something that I thank the Lord for. And when you see a vet, when you see a law enforcement officer, thank them. And yeah, and that's even the one that pulls you over. And maybe you've been, you know, driving with your taillights out, or maybe you've been going a little too fast or whatever. Still a good idea to thank them for their service. Because I don't know what we do in this country without them. They help keep the peace. So, and for those of you wondering, you know, what else is there? Oh, yeah, I went to the city pool yesterday in my town, and it was very busy because it was hot. And so, yeah, it was nice. Memorial Day weekend, I also went to some, this place called Rockford over there on the west side of Michigan the other day, and we saw this big waterfall thing, which was kind of unique. It's like this rapid thing. It's not this tall. It's not a tall waterfall, but it's a big one nonetheless. And so I thought it was a pretty cool thing. So that was a pretty neat thing to see. And so that was basically what I did over the Memorial Day weekend. So, a couple of quick announcements I want to make. Number one, I want to remind you ladies about the Women of Righteousness Conference. Thursday the 2nd of June to Sunday the 5th with Dawn Randolph and Vicki Barclay at Living Word Church, 2010 North Stark Road, Midland, Michigan. Come be a part. Now, Thursday night and Sunday, it'll be shared with our regular Living Word Church services, but Friday and Saturday are designed for you ladies. And it'll be great. Ladies who are tuned in and want to go be a part of that. It's a great thing in God. Amen. Now, for us for the now. I do want to also remind all of you, everyone, about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's about, you know, it's about how wonderful God has been to me, how God has been there for me throughout my life, because he has been there for me. Because I've been through a lot in my life, but over the years I've just kept trusting God and speaking the word, believing the word. Even when I was very little, going through all kinds of stuff, and even those times that I might have not been able to speak the word because of my young age and my super young age at the time of me not knowing, you know, my mom spoke the word. She believed. She didn't give up. People in my church, they didn't give up on me. They believed the word of God. Amen. Yes, they believed the word of God. And I thank God that for those people who stood with us, who have stood with us. And let me tell you this. No matter what you're going through, because we're all, in this life, we're all going to go through stuff. For those of you who live on the surface and maybe you think, well, I don't think I'll ever go through anything. If you're a human on this planet, you're gonna go through some stuff. And guess what? How about that? The victory is greater than the battle. Found that out in my life. The victory is always greater than the battle. Because I think, example, one of the Bible examples of a big battle that someone was going through in my mind is, I keep thinking lately about the fiery furnace with Daniel. I don't know why I thought of Daniel. It's in the book of Daniel, that's why. It's in the book of Daniel, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were put in that fiery furnace, and then it was heated to 7 times hotter because those men decided to worship God. They would not bow down to that idol and worship that idol and follow with that music. They're like, you can play your music if you want, but guess what? We are not going to bow to it. We're not going to worship your image. So they decided they didn't have to worship. They were not going to worship that image that was put in front of them for to worship. So they end up being put in that furnace. But then when they look at that furnace, when the guys go look, there's 4 men walking in that furnace. You know that 4th man is? It's Jesus. And then those men came out of that furnace. Not one of them was burnt. They didn't smell. Their clothes weren't singed. Their hair wasn't singed. Everything was normal. Because God had them. Doing is greater than the battle. And that's something I want you to keep in mind as you go through your Christian walk. So go read that book, Rivers of Miracles. Go online to Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of Miracles, .com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how that book can be a blessing into your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, I do want to also want to encourage you to go online to PayPal in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. When you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, and whatever you sow, it's between you and God. It's not up to me. It's up to you. It's between you and God. And as part of that, I'm telling you, you know, make it between you and God. And you sow what you feel in your spirit you're supposed to sow. And I'm just keep believing God to just keep blessing it. And I want to see you get blessed. And if you, as you sow your seed, so it can be a great thing to, you know, write down what it is that you're believing for God to do in return. Tell him what you're believing for him to do. Amen. Amen. So, the website is, of course, paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please make note of that if you ever so would. Please. Amen. Now, the verse I want to sow into your life is Luke 6:38. Where it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Amen. Because I'm thankful for the word, for what it has done in my life, and for what it's going to do. my life. Let not the wise man, no, let not the strong, let not the rich man boast in his riches, or the strong man boast in his strength. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, but let the humble come and give thanks to the one who made us, the one who saved us. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. He's worthy. Let not the rich man boast in his riches, or the strong man boast in his strength. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, but let the humble come and give thanks to the one who made us, the one who saved us. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. He's worthy. I will make my boast in Christ alone. I will make my boast in Christ alone. Oh, I will make my boast in Christ alone. Oh, I will make my boast in Christ alone. I will make my boast in Christ alone. I will make my boast in Christ alone. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. I will boast in the Lord my God. I will boast in the one who's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God of all splendor, wonder and might. King of all glory, heaven's pure light, God of all splendor, wonder and might. Who is like you, O Lord? Come and make my spirit whole. and this is my song of praise. I've come to worship, I've come to praise you. And every earth shall pass away, and my Lord. Oh God of my salvation, you are the rock that fills me. You are the one that fills my soul. Whenever life seems heavy, I know you're more than ready to come and make my spirit whole. And this is my song of praise. Jesus, thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the rock that holds us. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in us, for what you're doing in us, for you have, we were born, Lord, for such a time as this. And I just give you praise and honor and glory right now. Thank you, Master, for every one of these listeners from all these different countries, all these different walks of life, all these different time zones, for all those who have made the determination to tune into this broadcast, wherever they're tuning in from, however they're tuning into this broadcast, I thank you, Lord God, that they've just decided to tune into the broadcast to learn more about you, to learn more about your ways. And I give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for that and for what you're doing for these listeners right there, right now. And I just thank you, Master, for your hand upon them. Thank you that you're using me tonight to deliver your word to these people, wherever they're tuning in from. Thank you that you're using me tonight to deliver the word to them. That you're using me as an oracle sent by you to minister to these people. And I give you all the praise and all the honor. And may these people have ears ready to hear. May they be ready to focus on you and not all these other things and all these different distractions of the day. And I just give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for that. And I just thank you, Master, for what you're doing in the lives of these people tonight. In your matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I claim, Father, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the food of our lips. So this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Proverbs 19. Praise God, Proverbs 19. And we'll see what the Lord has for us. We read 19, actually. Let's go to 20. Thank you, Lord. So we'll start with verse 1 of chapter 20. One is a mocker, and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion. He who angers him forgets his life. It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. A sluggard does not plow in season. So at harvest time, he looks, but he finds nothing. The purposes of a man's heart are deep matters, but a man of understanding draws them out. Many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man who can find. The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him. When a king sits on his throne to judge, He winnows out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. Differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you will have food to spare. It's no good. It's no good, says the buyer. Then off he goes and boasts about his purchase. Gold there is, and rubies in abundance. But lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it and pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet to a man, but he ends up with a mouthful of gravel. Make plans by seeking advice. If you wage war, obtain guidance. A gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. If a man curses his father or mother, then his lamp will be snuffed out in rich darkness. And inheritance quickly gained at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. The Lord detests differing weights and dishonest scales. Do not please him. A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? It is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives threshing wheel over them. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his inmost being. Love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair is the splendor of the old. Blows and ringers cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being. That's not saying you should be beat necessarily. Chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. All of a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as hasten leads to poverty. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will drag them away. They refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. Better to live on a corner of the roof than to share the house with a quarrel's wife. The wicked man craves evil. His neighbor gets no mercy from him. When a mocker is punished, the simple gain wisdom. When a wise man is instructed, he gets knowledge. The righteous one takes note of the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. If a man shuts his ears to the cry of the poor, he too will cry out and will not be answered. A gift given in secret soothes anger, and a bribe concealed in the cloak pacifies great wrath. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. A man who strays from the path of understanding comes to rest in the company of the dead. He who loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and oil will never be rich. The wicked become a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrel's ill-tempered wife. In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has. He who pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. A wise man attacks the city of the mighty and pulls down the stronghold from which they crust. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. The proud and arrogant man, in parentheses it says mocker, is his name. He behaves with overwhelming pride. The sluggard's craving will be the death of him, because his hands refuse to work. All day long, he craves for more, but the righteous give without sparing. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable. How much more so when brought with evil intent? A false witness will perish, and whoever listens to him will be destroyed forever. The wicked man puts up a bold front, but an upright man gives thought to his ways. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. You see, what it says here is that it's not good to be a mocker. It really isn't good to just, you know, be one of those who just, you know, mock and, you know, mock God and mock the things of God. And that's really not a good thing. And you see, when you allow strife in, strife is the beginning of every evil work. All of them. So where there is strife, and strife isn't just, you know, a disagreement. Oh, it's all this fighting and all this other stuff, and, you know, can't get along with, you know, your brother, we'll say, and you're just always wanting to get even, and you're just always wanting to be like, here, I'll show them. That's not good to be doing that. As a Christian, we should not be doing that, you know, always trying to get even with someone. That's not good for us to be doing that, to be just all living in all kinds of strife and all kinds of, that's not good. Instead, we should walk in love. And walk in forgiveness. Not walk in strife and all this other stuff. And unforgiveness. And ungratefulness. And all these other things that lead to trouble. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be walking that way. Because I want God to be pleased with me. I want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful service. I don't want him to say, well, you walked in all this pride. You were slothful. And you lived in strife. And you were prideful. I wouldn't want him to say that to me. I care what Jesus says about me. You should care what Jesus says about you. Because on Judgment Day, you will be judged. You will be judged for your actions, for every thought, word, and deed. Between when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and when you died to this earth. Because he will ask you to give an account for your life. And they'll say, well, what did you do with it? Did you do the things I called you to do with your life? Did you did you minister to anybody? Get anybody saved? How was your relationship with me? How'd you live? God is going to look at those things. He's going to judge it. And he is taking notes right now. And everything you do, he knows about. As we read earlier in the book, not today, but earlier, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. You know what that means? It means, folks, that everything you do, God knows about it. You can't do anything without God knows about it, without God knowing about it. He knows what you're doing. He does. If you sin and ask for forgiveness, he will be quick and just to forgive you. But if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, you won't be forgiven. But I thank God, you know, for his forgiveness, for his mercy, for his goodness. And so, but I don't want to be an abuser of his grace. What's that mean? Just abusing his grace would mean like going out and willfully sinning on purpose. Thinking that just because of the grace, you can just, you know, sin, go back and ask for forgiveness. Go do that thing again and go ask for forgiveness. Go do that thing again and then ask for forgiveness. From you, I don't want to be abusing his grace. I don't want to be abusing his grace. Because then you'll be making it really hard on yourself. And I'm not just saying that either. I mean it when I say it. I don't want to be making it harder on myself. I mean, you want to go hard, go at it. But I sure don't want to. Because I care what God thinks about me. But I want him to think highly of me. And I don't mean unlike, but what I mean is I just want to be, when I say I want him to think highly of me, what I mean by that is I just want to be right in his sight. And not just so that I'm right, but I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. rather than hear him say, "You wicked and lazy servant." I'd much rather hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Because for all, we're supposed to be serving the Lord Jesus. And I thank him for what he's done in my life. I really do. And I'm really grateful for what he's done in me. And this verse that we read in chapter, that we started with in chapter 20, where it says, "Wine is a mocker and beer is a brawler." Folks, God's not putting that in there just like for the sake of necessarily of being against alcohol. But even scientists will tell you that it's not good to be drinking copious amounts of alcohol. We have laws, you know, on the books, you know, don't drink and drive. If you drink and drive, you're endangering yourself. You're endangering other people. I hear of pastors, I've heard of pastors who have told their congregations, "Oh, it's okay if you drink, as long as you don't get drunk." But about that, it's not up to me whether you drink or not. That's up to you. But people are seeing you drink, and you claim, you know, you're supposed to be a good Christian. You're ruining your witness. And then you can make people think, well, it really must be just fine, you know, for me to be a Christian and get drunk at the same time. Well, the truth is that's not right with God. And maybe there's some people who think, "Oh, because Jesus turned water into wine, that meant alcohol." No. That's not what it was about. My pastor used to be bound by alcohol. And he could tell you, it was not pretty. There's things about it I might never understand because I've never taken a sip of alcohol in my life. I haven't had a reason to start. No one's told me why I should start. So I've just never tried. Because no one's told me why I should start. And I'm not trying to say this to condemn anybody. I'm just going off of what God thinks about these things. And God thinks that wine is a mocker, beer is a brawler. And when that was put in there, it wasn't some made-up thing. No wonder people go crazy after they've had lots of alcohol. Have you read it? Just said. But the good news is you can be freed from that. You can be freed from that addiction if you're bound by it. So maybe you're not addicted, but you just bound by it. Well, you can be freed from it and delivered, and God will get that alcohol out of your blood and get that demon off your back. Amen. Because I don't want control over anybody. I just want to see you free. I just want to see you delivered. And I love you. And Proverbs was put together through God. Remember, all scripture is inspired by God. There's nothing that is in your Bible that was not inspired by God. So that means that it has God's endorsement. But I don't know about you, but I feel like I helped myself tonight. I mean, I pray to God, honestly, that I helped you tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we would always be found doing what is just. And that we would be upright in your sight. And that you would just help us to live the way you want us to live. So that we could just have life. And life more abundantly, not in ourselves, but in you. And I thank you for what you're doing in us, what you're doing through us, and for us. And I pray that we would be doers of your word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.